ESPN Wisconsin app.
Teams like the Browns, the Packers, they have no right playing in a dome. And the fact that the Browns are getting an indoor stadium, it sets me off.
Obviously.
It does.
That's right. It's time we once again get fired up and kick off the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards and Waupun, a show that's as honest and self-aware as their hosts, Wally Lukaczynski.
I don't think the out-of-towners are going to be too excited and ready for this. That's all I know.
And of course, we can count on Ashley to keep them in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Title Town, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
And a happy Monday, Dodge County, and welcome in to the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. A marathon week has concluded, and with it, you will have us for four times this week. We do celebrate the 4th of July as a holiday on Friday, so we're 1 week away from being back to full time here now that we have concluded our Good Karma Brands John Moser Children's Radiothon. Ashley Dobrzynski, Wally Lukaczynski, busy week, not only in the sports world, off of it as well. Ashley, this was your first radiothon you were a part of. We'll talk about this a little later, but what were your first impressions of the craziness?
It was a lot of fun. It was definitely, I was prepared, but yes, it was a lot, but I wouldn't change a thing.
It was a lot of fun. We got to work together from that 3 to 6, selling brats. 6 in the morning on
Walter
Friday.
And I spent a lot of time together.
We spent more time than we probably wanted to spend together.
Yeah.
But guess what? We got a new number, a new threshold, $180,000, and could not have done it without South Central Wisconsin. Let's get that here for the kids, setting the bar even higher, and we're going to look to, I want to get to $200,000 next year.
That's the goal, Wally.
Let's get to $200,000. I mean, if we made the 17K jump, I think we got 20,000 in us this year.
Oh, yeah, easily.
But this weekend, by the way, real quick, I got to give a shout out. I'm sporting a new hat if you're watching on Daily Dodge TV. Mike Tronson came in the building today. Apparently, they went on a trip down to the beautiful southwestern Ohio. Mom's side of the family reigns from that part of the world. So he got down to the Cincinnati area, but on the way back, they took a detour. Because apparently Buc-ee's has competition. There's a Wally's gas station now. And now I got myself a Wally's hat. So shout out Mike Tronson. This thing is sweet.
It is. And very nice of him to do that. I don't really know if Buc-ee's has competition, though. Wally's aren't that great.
Have you been to Wally's?
No, but if it's named after you, it can't be that great.
I would beg to differ because there's a bear that is named Wally. And one thing I know about bears, they ain't scared of no beaver in Buc-ee's.
Ooh, well, la-di-da-da.
La-di-da-da. But sorry, that was a caveat. I just noticed on the stream I had to shout out Mike Tronson real quick. So big shout out to Mike, also part of the lot of fun and all that hectic organized chaos we've had the last week. But now it's time to switch gears. And the Milwaukee Brewers are taking us into a summer of fun, as we have been very accustomed to that now in the last 5 years. Milwaukee Brewers winning 4 of the last 5 division crowns. And they could have taken a big, big step if you were able to get 2 out of 3 against the Cubs. A lot of baseball left. A lot of baseball, even if you win 2 out of 3. But we've seen that number shrink a little bit. It's down to 5.5 games after the Chicago Cubs won 2 out of 3, including a come-from-behind extra innings thriller yesterday, 4-3. Before we start looking ahead at what is coming up, because the Brewers are well short of getting out of the woods in terms of divisional opponents, Ashley, initial impressions from this series that saw the Cubs get the better of the Brew Crew 2 out of 3 times?
We don't have a bullpen. the Brewers are screwed when it comes to the bullpen. We have some really good... Are you okay?
I was coughing. I tried to unplug the mic, and I think I made it worse.
No, you're okay. You said tears in your eyes, and I was a little worried. Anyways, he's fine. He's breathing. We're good. No, the Brewers bullpen is concerning. You had the Miz, Harrison, and Woodruff, who all for a good part of it did their job. You know, Miz gave up that. Well, Miz and Harrison both gave up the home runs to Seiya Suzuki. Did I drill that?
Seiya Suzuki drilled it.
Okay, wow, look at me go. And Woodruff didn't give up any earned runs in the game. Our starters did really well. And then you go into the bullpen and you lose it. Kyle Harrison Saturday was the biggest and clearest warning sign that we could have gotten. It was a 2-2 game after Kyle Harrison left. He left in the fifth inning. After that, the Brewers gave up 6 runs over the final 4 innings. You can't have that. Chad Patrick allowed 4, given a homer by Ian Happ. And then, I mean, if you put Grant Anderson out there, you're just asking for a loss on the season. And then Joel Kunal, I mean, he's been fine. I mean, he's still very new, but he looked terrible this weekend. He lost the game yesterday, and he didn't help at all on Saturday. And if we're going to keep playing these games and we're going to, try to be a contender against the better teams like the Dodgers, like the Phillies, even the Cubs, you need a bullpen. You can't just count on Miz or Harrison or Woodruff going all 9. That's not feasible. And if the Brewers don't figure out their bullpen, they're not going to be a contender coming up in the season.
My spin zone of this, though, is that if you are going to figure out that you are going to have some shortcomings in the bullpen, I really want them to happen now before the All-Star break.
Well, yeah.
It gives you time because, if they go out there and they look great going into the start of August and then the wheels start falling off a little bit, you really only have the help from within that you're going to be able to get on the 40-man roster. Now you at least have, if you do decide that you have bullpen issues, you can go out there and invest a little bit.
They do have bullpen issues.
They gave up 9 runs this weekend. There's no way around it.
Are you confident in the bullpen?
Not overly. I'm not worried about Ashby giving up a run here and there after his start. I'm not worried about Uribe, honestly, in the scheme of things. Guys like Kunal that you're seeing more action as of late, he's given up a run in 4 of his last 5 appearances. In 3 of those games, those were earned runs. That's not good enough. I understand that.
I feel like we only have Chad Patrick, Ashby, Uribe, and McGill. You only have like 4, and 2 of them, Patrick and Ashby, usually come in the middle innings. And then Uribe and McGill are the closers. You cannot just rely on basically 2 sets of pitchers to be able to get through a game. That's not feasible. You need somebody else besides Grant. Please stop pitching Grant Anderson. What has he done? Every time. That's just asking for a loss.
Is there, because there's one name that comes out and pops up. I think that you and I actually talked about this last week. Is there a name that you'd want to see them go after? Because there's one that pops in my head. Maybe, again, not as the human being, the leader of men, but he is a phenomenal pitcher at this stage. How about Aroldis Chapman?
Yeah, go after him. Because do you think Atanasio is going to?
I think that they're going to be in the mix for him. I would be very surprised at this point if you would see a Boston Red Sox team that doesn't say maybe it's time to really sell hard. They're 12.5 out of first place in their own league, and then you're talking about there's only 3 teams lower them in the wild card. Guys are going to become available out of there.
Yeah.
For me, Aroldis Chapman seems like an obvious name to...
They need to get somebody. Whether it's Chapman, whether it's, I don't know, but they need somebody. You cannot keep pitching Grant Anderson and just be like, yep, like, this is what we're going with. That's not going to do it when we're, fighting for a wild card or an NLDS or NLCS, even a World Series. That's putting these pitch, only having, it feels like right now we have our starters that we can rely on, and then sometimes our bullpen. I'm not even that confident in Uribe and McGill sometimes. I personally, when I look at the Brewers, I know that the first five innings with our starters were going to look great. It's going to be good. But then it's nerves on the edge of my seat after those starters get out.
We're seeing it across baseball. A lot of the big contenders out there, too. It is a recurring issue of, hey, you know what? We do think that if we play a seven-inning game, we're in a really good spot. But as it goes longer, to what you were saying, the starters give up three runs in this series. I'm taking the positives more personally looking at this because it's so much easier to bolster a bullpen at this stage of the year and do it cheap or more affordably than you could starting pitching. I'm running away from this series saying, hey, if it really is just going and getting a couple guys, like an Aroldis Chapman, maybe another piece after that. With like last year, I think it was the Yankees going after David Bednar, and he didn't have to sell the farm for somebody like that. There will be available pieces. I'm not worried. If anything, I look at this little stretch here because it's crazy how you went from the first month of the year, the Brewers basically just avoided the entire division. And now over this next little bit, you just finished a series against the Cincinnati Reds. You just finished a series against the Chicago Cubs. But now the Brewers are going to turn around. They are going to have in short succession here, back-to-back-to-back, four-game set with the Reds. You'll have a three-game hiatus with the Arizona Cardinals, but then you have a rare five-game series against the St. Louis Cardinals and then three more against Pittsburgh Pirates before you go into the second half of the season. This is an opportunity over this next 2 weeks to put a stranglehold or at least put teams like the Cubs up against it where if you're going to be competing for a division title, they're going to have to be heavy biters at the deadline too. To me, even after losing two out of three, I came away almost more comfortable in my assertions of what the Brewers are.
Really?
Yeah, when push comes to shove, I do think that this team, from a batting lineup perspective, maybe you can have a little more pop. I'm sure that they're going to be looking for an option at the deadline that can provide that. But outside of that, I don't think there's too many holes now when you have Cooper Pratt playing more on the left side of the infield. When now you have a starting rotation that is as dominant as it has been, I think it is truly as simple of, hey, we're probably going to see a Milwaukee Brewers team make a flurry of moves, but none of those that are going to be the, oh my gosh, let me wake up mom and dad, text them. Like, hey, did you see what the Brewers did? I don't think you're going to see that.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to either. I think the Brewers are just missing you just need like a Chad Patrick or an Aaron Ashby where they do their job really well, but they're not going to be like the Miz, where the Miz is like a national like phenomenon talked about all the time. What is he doing now? He's throwing 105.5 miles per hour. You don't need that superstar type of pitcher. You just need a consistent, accurate pitcher that you can count on when you need it. Getting somebody like Chad Patrick, getting somebody like Aaron Ashby, where you know that they will do their jobs, is exactly what the Brewers need. Don't spend a ton of money to get the superstar when we have so many building pieces, building blocks that can be all built together to create something great. We don't need more and more superstars and money to spend money.
You brought it up, by the way. The Miz, 105.5 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a point where he tops out? Because it's every other star right now. He's breaking his own records at this point.
How does somebody pitch that fast?
Well, especially when you're as a starter, you're kind of just expected to go full bore for six innings where it's not like the closers. That was for the longest time. You could depend on a guy who's coming in saying, I'm going to throw 15, 20 pitches. I am going to get all my ass into this one.
Do you think there'll ever be a time where Miz goes transitions into a closer type of role?
We talked about that last year. I thought that if it was going to happen, it would have happened by now, but because we weren't sure if he was going to figure out the command.
And it seems like he has. I'm not saying that he shouldn't be like a starting pitcher, but it is interesting because a lot, like you said, like it used to be like when you're pitching that fast, you're a closer.
Usually, but the fact that right now you have a guy that you can say, I can almost fast forward the game to the seventh inning.
True.
And if we score even two or three runs, we have a good position that this is going to turn into a three-inning ball game, and we're going to have one or two runs on the right side of things.
Yeah.
So I don't think that at this point, given the command seemingly has been resolved, I think that you can get married to the idea of the Miz gearing up for a long time. But I also feel like a caveman just because we haven't seen 105 miles an hour. I just get worried about his arm.
Yeah, and I think that's always going to be a topic of conversation. I think a lot of people are always going to be like, when is it going to, like, when is his shoulder going to basically detach from his arm? Obviously, that's a very big concern. I like to think in my mind, I don't know anything about the shoulder. I'm going to let the doctors figure that out. Well, because if the doctors aren't being like, hey, your shoulder's going to fall off, I think we're okay.
Well, it goes back. I brought up Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah.
Aroldis Chapman has been a flamethrower for 20 years, it feels like, or close to it. He's going to be coming up closer to the age of 40, mm-hmm. and he's never had those issues. Some guys are just less perceptive to it, and or at least inclined to get an injury. And I just, again, I watch right now teams let's bring up Paul Skeens, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
He has deliberately taken a couple miles per hour off his velocity mm-hmm. in the last couple of years in the goal, in the ambition of what, not only making his other pitches better, where he's going to focus more on that, but he's trying to preserve the arm for the long haul too. And we don't know if that's even the right solution. This is an ever-growing science. It's just weird when you've seen a guy throw more pitches at a speed that we've physically never seen in the history of the sport. It's easy to at least be like, God, I just be okay.
Yeah, I think it's so interesting. Like it's so dependent on the person. Some people are very injury prone. Some people just aren't. Like my cousin, he played baseball all of his life. He's had like 4 or 5 surgeries on his pitching arm. You know, but then you look at guys in his same position who haven't ever had surgeries. It's just, you're very injury prone, and it's just different.
The reason I bring it up, and I think it's clear to everybody, is that if this is a Milwaukee Brewers team that is going to be a World Series threat, a World Series contender, Jacob Mizorowski is going to have to be the best player on this Brewers mm-hmm. team.
Oh, 100%.
And right now, it feels like he is the most dominant pitcher in baseball mm-hmm. right now, even including guys that we've talked about at nauseam on this show, being Paul Skeens, being Tarek Skubal. There's a lot of we're at an amazing point of baseball right now where there is so much talent out the wazoo, and he is still been heads and tails the best pitcher in baseball. If he continues it up, he's going to win the Cy Young in a Cy Young competition in the NL right now that is maybe as fierce as we've seen in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm. It is a competition that I'm excited to watch unfold.
Yeah, as you should, and it sounds like a lot of people, perhaps yourself included, getting out closer to July 4th, going to be a jam-packed AmFam, going to be able to see the Miz with your own two eyes, hopefully.
Dollar Dog Day, Miz t-shirt giveaway, July 4th weekend. It's going to be a time at AmFam. Going to be hot as hell, but a time.
It's going to be hot as hell. It's one of those where you almost hope that the roof is closed and get a little AC in there.
Yeah, or like put a pool in. Give me a water park.
We'll call Newman Pools. Maybe we can build one in, kind of like a la the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, but I need it pronto, Walter.
All right, I'll give some calls. I'll see if I can get you guys a personal pool this week.
Yeah, see if your people can contact my people.
Well, I'll let you know. I'll circle back.
Thanks.
It is going to be brutally hot this next week, but that's the beauty of golf carts. That's the beauty right there. You go out there, Rolling Meadows, this week. It's going to be hot. That's why you need the cold drinks on the course. You got to stick around for the 19th hole after. And let's figure out. Let's talk to David Brandenburg right on the other side of the break. Hear about all the great things going on right now at Rolling Meadows and all that the golf, all the good golf on 27 holes you can get on. That's going to be coming up next here on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam in Daily Dodge TV.
The Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player is back for the 2026 baseball season. Listen to Milwaukee Baseball every Sunday on 95.3 WBEV, and we'll announce who the mystery player of the game is. Then the following business day at 8:15 during the WBEV morning show, if you're the correct caller who can identify the mystery player, you'll win a pair of tickets to see a game in Milwaukee. It's the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Baseball Player of the Game, all season long on 95.3 WBEV.
95.3 WBEV and Daily Dodge TV are your home for 4th of July festivities as America celebrates 250 years. Presented by Richards Insurance, Prairie Ridge Health, Farmers and Merchants Union Bank, and Newberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froley. 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. features the Jerry Stewart Special. 6 to 9 is the ABC News Special. And 9 to noon features WBEV's Summer Bash. 3 hours of fun, up-tempo music. Just after the start of the noon hour, tune in to live coverage on Daily Dodge TV as Ninja and yours truly bring you all the sights and sounds from downtown Columbus at the 4th of July Parade. Celebrate the red, white, and blue with hometown coverage all morning long. From the hometown parade to a milestone celebration 250 years in the making, enjoy fun and festive American pride. Keep it on 95.3 WBEV and Daily Dodge TV during your Independence Day. 4th of July coverage on 95.3 WBEV and Daily Dodge TV is presented by Richards Insurance, Prairie Ridge Health, Farmers and Merchants Union Bank, and Newberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froley.
Orthopedic pain shouldn't disrupt every part of your life. You sit out when others head out. You find yourself saying, not today, when you really wish you could say yes. Make a change. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can guide you through a full scope of orthopedic care. We have surgical and non-surgical treatment options to get you back in action. No referral needed, because life is better with the freedom to move. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Call us today.
Ugh, Randy, my kitchen and bathroom are straight out of the 90s.
Oh, like Friends reruns 90s? Or dial-up internet 90s?
Full-on dial-up, Randy. Oak cabinets, busy countertops, it's all very talk to the hand.
Sounds like your spaces need some serious upgrades. A professional floor covering, we do more than floors. We've got cabinets, countertops, and design help to take your kitchen from all that to all this.
So no more as if every time I walk in?
Totally. We'll help you ditch the outdated look and bring your kitchen and bathroom into this century. You'll totes be feeling like you're in a spa, but like without all the whispering. Unless you want that, I guess. Get the process started by visiting proflr.com or stop by our showroom in Beaver Dam.
Nice, bro. These renovations are gonna be the bomb.
No doubt.
Have the dog days of summer got you feeling hot, sweaty, and down? Then you need to call the expert team at JB Mechanical. When that summer heat hits hard, count on them to help you defeat it. Give a dog a bone and give yourself a much-needed break while the JB Mechanical team tackles any important AC services, from repairs to replacements, whole house dehumidifiers, and more. Learn more about their practical and cost-effective solutions by visiting jbmechllc.com. JB Mechanical is a proud dealer of Trane equipment.
Nothing runs like a train.
Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and more on the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Stay tuned to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
And welcome back to the Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Wyla Kashinsky, Ashley Dobrzynski with you. And it is time now to welcome into the show David Brandenburg, the Rolling Meadows Golf Course Manager, ahead of what's going to be a pretty toasty week here, David. But this is what it's about time. It's summertime. We're supposed to get into the 80s and 90s, aren't we?
We are. This is summer weather. We've been waiting all winter for it. You can play golf. You probably want to take an extra bottle of water with you. Just enjoy your game. It's a great time to be outside.
Well, it is too. And then you can get out there. I'm not a walker. We got half of our office are like the walkers. This time of heat, I'm going to get over there. I'm doing the tee time. I'm booking early in the day. And I imagine, do they fill up more in the morning when you're booking tee times right now when it's going to be hot like this?
We definitely do. A lot of especially our retirees, I mean, they can play anytime, so they'll come a little bit earlier. Try to beat the heat, if you will. Get out there. A lot of them will ride if they don't like the humidity. And a day like today, I mean, it's humid out there. It hits you right away. But once you get outside and get used to it, it's not that bad.
acclimate yourself a little bit, get a couple holes in, you'll be feeling great. And David, I know I love the idea of doing the online tee times. This is like new for a lot of people in the last 10 years with the world adjusting. But if you do want to go out there and check for some tee times when it is going to be cooler in the morning, how can people go about doing that?
I mean, if they don't want to do it online, they can just give us a call. Tee time number is easy to remember, 920-924-2424. Otherwise, some people just stop out and make their tee time and give us a visit. Probably not from Beaver Dam, but some of our locals will just make a tee time in person.
Well, and then for the people like for in Beaver Dam here, they're like, hey, you know what? Let me get online and do a tee time that way. How can people find you?
Nice and easy. It's rollingmeadowsgolfcourse.com. Right at the top, it says make a tee time. You click on that, and away you go. Easy way to make your tee time 24/7.
You know, last week we had our Good Karma Brands, John Moser, for the kids' radiothon, and I got to learn that Sherry Sackett, our very own, has a hole-in-one. I'm curious for
you. That's awesome.
Isn't it crazy? First of all, Sherry Sackett, she kind of buries the lead. She doesn't tell people about this, David. That'd be the first thing I tell you every day.
I'm Sherry. I had a hole-in-one, yeah.
Because I wanted to know, how do you personally have holes in ones on your repertoire or your wall saying, I actually have done this before?
I have. I had a hole in one at Sun Prairie Country Club. It was about 20 years ago. It was, unfortunately, a very ugly shot. Never got more than 3 feet off the ground, but it went in a hole. And people with me and the people in front of me were very excited. And it was a good thing. I can say I had a hole in one.
Yeah, and nobody's asking you. If you say hole in one, my first thought isn't, David's ball probably got 3 feet off the ground. No, it was a one that you got to put down on the scorecard. That's all that matters.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, for you, have you had any cool stories where, obviously on your course, where whether it's a kid, whether it's just like a cool situation, an event, do you have any hole-in-ones that just stick out that other people have got over at your course?
We do. 2 years ago and 3 years ago, we had brand new golfers in our ladies program both get hole-in-ones. In the first couple of weeks of the program, they're new to the game. It's just amazing that some people can play for 40 years and not get one, and here they're playing for a couple of weeks and they both get hole in one. So it was very exciting and good advertising for Jeremiah, our golf professional, and the teaching he does. He probably had little to do with it, but still, it was people in his program, they got a hole in one. So
similar to when we're saying about you, I'd be, if I'm him, I'm running around and telling everybody, yeah, by the way, my star new pupils, we got a couple of them out there hole-in-ones today. Not a big deal.
Oh, we did. Yeah, we took some advantage of that. And, you know, if you want to get a hole-in-one, you got to join the program.
Well, and then for people that want to go out there and play but aren't familiar necessarily where you guys are located, where can people find you?
We're just on the southwest side of Fond du Lac. So if you're coming from Beaver Dam, just go right up 151, take the Military Road exit. We're just on this, like I said, the southwest side of Fond du Lac, easy to find. 27-hole golf course, nice rolling property. On a day like today, it's pretty open, so you get some nice breezes to help keep you cool. Great place to play golf.
27 holes out there. David, I hope you have a great week. I'm hoping for more hole-in-one stories so that you can come back next week and be like, Wally, you won't believe it. We had one this last week.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Make some calls for me. Well, David, hey, Okay. You're the man. We'll catch up with you a week from today. Try to stay cool out there. I imagine you're going to be spending plenty of time back there at the clubhouse having some fun this week.
Sure I am. Yeah. It's going to be a good week.
Awesome. Thank you, Dave. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Wally. Have a great day.
Hey, you do the same. There he is. David Brandenburg said it all here. Rolling Meadows golf course manager. Dobes, I've asked you before. I know you don't have a hole-in-one on the docket. Was that chip in from like, I'm going to keep just like pulling it back farther where now it's 150 yards. But is that the best shot that you have at this point?
I've only gone like downhill from there now. It sucks.
Yeah. Wait, from that moment on, it's been all down. I feel like you've been playing all right when we get out there.
Yeah, sometimes. I haven't played in what feels like forever.
Okay. We'll have to get out there this week. We keep saying that, but
this week is not when we're getting out. I don't want to be like, I'm going to be drenched in sweat.
See, I need that. I need to work it off a little bit. Get me out there in the sunshine.
Really?
Yeah, I'm good with I like hot for about a month of the year.
Yeah.
And we're here. I'm ready for that when you walk outside, you get punched in the face by summer.
I hate that.
But we're going to miss it in about 4 months.
I guess.
It's so sunny out there right now. Yeah, you go to bed at 9, you still have the sun going down.
Yeah, that is cool.
It's beautiful, beautiful time.
Yeah, good point. I guess, Walter. You're right.
I always am.
Well.
You're going to tell me I'm wrong?
Yes.
Well, disagree. This week, though, it is going to be warm. July 4th. 95.3 WBEV and Daily Dodge TV are going to be your home for the 4th of July festivities as the United States of America celebrates 250 years.
Woo!
Woo is right. You can't even say Lady Liberty's 250 because that was a gift from the French, like, well after that.
True.
But what she stands for is 250 years old. So we got to celebrate Lady Liberty in style. And we got to thank our 4th of July sponsors this year, Richards Insurance, Prairie Ridge Health, Farmers and Merchants Union Bank, and Nuremberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froley, as we are going to have programming starting on 95.3 WBEV, starting at 5 a.m. At 5, we have Jerry Stewart's 4th of July special, and then from 6 until 9 a.m., we have ABC News' 4th of July special. Then from 9 to noon, we have the 95.3 WBEV Summer Bash. That's 3 hours of fun, up-tempo music. And then right there at noon at 12 p.m., tune in to Daily Dodge TV coverage of the annual Columbus 4th of July parade hosted by Cale Zomer and Justin Wilski. If you tune in, you're going to be able to see me rolling through in the station vehicle at some point, making a little bit of a...
Rolling.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be... I've got to pick out my songs. If I'm the one in charge,
yeah.
I want to go through like our best that we offer here at 95.3.
Yeah, are you going to have like a whole like costume and everything?
I wish. Let me dress up as like a founding father.
You don't have American flag. Yeah. You don't have American flag pants?
Wait. What?
American flag pants.
Where am I going to find these?
Walmart's got to have them.
They ain't carrying big people sizes like me in American flag.
Wally, they're not good quality pants. They're stretchy as all can be.
Who's the one that actually made the flag? Because I was going to say, we're going to have to give her a call.
Betty Ross?
Yeah, maybe Betsy Ross can
Betsy, not Betty. Whoops.
Well, yeah, I said Betsy. I think that was close enough.
No, it's Betsy, not Betty.
Oh yeah, see,
and
I was right.
Yes, I know, and I.
Another instance of Wally being correct here on the damn sports show. She might have to make up a pair just for me too.
But she's dead, I bet.
One other piece of housekeeping here before we go to break, we do have our third and final Milwaukee baseball bus trip of the season. Huge thank you to Aaron Bischoff and Edwards Jones, because on Wednesday, July 22nd, we are going to be sending a troop down there as the New York Mets come to town. Ashley's favorite team in baseball besides the Brewers.
They're not good. I'm sorry. I do hate them, though.
It's actually crazy how much, like, I get.
It goes Cubs, Dodgers, Mets.
So it's just basically the last 3 years, goldfish brain?
Yeah. I don't know who else I would hate.
Well, yeah, you haven't had a reason to. When the Pittsburgh Pirates go to the NLCS this year.
Wally, they're like 10 and a half games back.
They're 9.5 games back.
Oh, my bad.
Thank you. Also, only 2.5 out of the wild card right now, so just keep an eye out for the mighty Pittsburgh Pirates of the Allegheny.
Yeah, okay.
Just something
I'll do that when pigs fly.
Well, they might fly in October. You won't be flying, although you'll be on a bus when you leave Slumberland Studio on July 22nd, because those who are interested to go on our bus trip, we only have a few spots left. We had a few more groups come in today, but those interested can swing by the station, 100 Bill McCollum Way, right here in Beaver Dam, to reserve their seats during business hours. We will be taking cash or checks only. If you do pay by checks, that's going to be made out to Good Karma Brands. That's Good Karma Brands. And it's as easy as that. You show up, we'll drive you over there. You get free parking. It includes bus driver gratuity. Watch the Brewers get a win over the New York baseball Mets and have yourself a very nice day. That's a great way to mix up and split your week in half, going to a baseball game on Wednesday afternoon.
Heck yeah. Who doesn't want to go on a... Who doesn't want to go see the Brewers?
I'm bummed out because I got boxed out again. I got my one run
loser.
In the sun. Yeah. You didn't get to go on any because you are.
I got
an
asked.
Loser.
I literally got asked, and I just decided not to.
Nobody will remember that because you didn't go on one. All right, we're taking a break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation here. It's July 4th. Let's figure out a baseball, American-themed conversation. You're going to want to stick around. You're going to want to stick around. Here on the Damn Sports Show, We'll continue on here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
This is Beaver Dam High School head wrestling coach Tim Winker. You're listening to 1430 ESPN.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
The Dodge County Sheriff's Office says 29-year-old Austin Lupke of Lamira was arrested Saturday after refusing to leave a home when they were there serving a parole warrant. A Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office says a 37-year-old Oshkosh man was arrested Sunday after a vehicle was clocked doing 91 in a 50-mile-per-hour zone in the town of Friendship. A Milwaukee man has been convicted in relation to a Fond du Lac County fentanyl death. The YMCA of Dodge County says drone footage from June 18th shows steel rising on the new Child Development Center and gym expansion in Beaver Dam. The Rock River Coalition says Riverside Middle Schooler students in Watertown helped plant 20 trees this spring. And a small-town garage band from Mayville got a Summerfest spotlight. Rock Onsen listed the Danios from Mayville among 10 statewide finalists this year. I'm Justin Wilski with your ESPN News.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Hi, I'm Josh Schneider, president of Silica for Your Home. If you're ready to upgrade your home, I invite you to visit Silica, your one-stop shop for appliances, electronics, furniture, bedding, and more. Since 1922, we've proudly served our community with quality products and exceptional service you can trust. Our experienced team is here to help every step of the way, from sales to delivery and installation to service after the sale. Visit us at shopsilica.com or stop by our stores and see why it's Silica for Your Home.
Attention sports fans! Whether you're chasing the hottest rookie card, that next big autographed sports card, or looking for expert card services, Real Sports Cards is here for you. For everything from sports to Pokemon cards, visit the store in downtown Waupun today. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Real Sports Cards app for all the live online card breaks. Watch, collect, and win from anywhere. Real Sports Cards, where every day is opening day.
Big brats and big bucks.
Hit all the stops for the 2026 Brat Fry and Summer Sweepstakes season, presented by Hometown Glass and Improvement and Newman Pools. No food or drink purchase necessary to participate in the contest. Buy a delicious Pernitz Premium Brat with a soda or water, and proceeds will help with the John Moser Children's Radiothon, all for just $2. Find the complete Brat Fry schedule on the Brat Fry page at DailyDodge.com.
Next Brat Fry, Wednesday, July 1st, 11 to 1 at Riverside Tire and Auto, 305 South Center Street in Beaver Dam.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Refresh your yard this summer with 4th of July savings from The Home Depot. Choose your power starting at $99 with tools from trusted names like Ryobi and Milwaukee. From backyard get-togethers to end-of-summer upgrades, 4th of July savings on cordless tools deliver the power and mobility to keep up with every job without slowing you down. Power on the go is here, and summer projects are easier than ever with The Home Depot. While supplies last, see store or online for details.
A show that's so good, you could hang up an in-season tournament banner for it. The Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. This is 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
And a welcome back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. And Daily Dodge TV, Ashley Dobrzynski, Wally Lukashinsky with you today. And we want to remind you, If you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go, be a part of a group, and watch for your favorite players and teams as the packs get open. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today, look for the orange logo, and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards. Your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. Ashley Dobrzynski, Wally Lukashensky with you. A couple quick things for you before we get into a little 4th of July discussion on, is baseball still America's pastime? Has it been surpassed by American football? Before that, we want to thank you guys for your generosity, because the 2026 Good Karma Brands John Moser Children's Radiothon raised over $180,000 for 18 local nonprofit organizations helping children in our community. Thank you for your support. The auction items, if you have one, can be picked up tomorrow, Tuesday, June 30th, and Wednesday, July 1st, from 8:30 in the morning, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 in the afternoon at 100 Bill McCollum Way right here in Beaver Dam. Cash or check only, please. That is cash or check only. To learn more about the Radiothon, visit the Radiothon page on DailyDodge.com. And we mentioned it before, surpassing new records. Last year, we broke a record, went to 163,000. This year, 180-plus, and we still don't even have the official number yet. We'll have that here in the coming days or weeks. But Ashley, always blown away with the reception in this area, trying to better the community. And this is just an awesome way to see that gratitude and that hard work and the big hearts in the town clearer than ever.
Yeah, it's awesome. It was great to be a part of.
It was. We got to hear a couple Dobrzynski bids in there. That didn't get lost on me.
Oh, no. They're always ready to get going. They love... My mom loves a good... whatever it's called. Auction, period.
It was kind of silent, except it's literally the exact opposite of silent.
Yeah, she just loves bidding on things.
She's the goat, that's why. Easy enough.
She's pretty cool.
I'd be interested, Ashley. I just mentioned, though, the question I wanted to lead into this block with. Your idea, by the way. Thank you very much for that. But baseball for 100-plus years has been fabled and known as America's pastime.
Uh-huh.
And it is the quintessential American sport, but it would be just downright dishonest to say that football hasn't eclipsed its popularity and is where everybody seems to be boxed out on a Sunday afternoon, Saturday in the fall. Do you believe that football has surpassed baseball, Major League Baseball, as America's pastime today?
I think it has. I think football has now become the American pastime when it comes to watching it at home. I'm kind of loopholing the system, because
interesting.
I think that people would much rather watch football, I think, at their homes, especially living up here. When it's cold, when it's nasty out, they want to be at home, right?
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of football, like, football is just something else. I think it's because there's only, like, 17 Sundays that you are guaranteed to get.
But then you also have a game, it feels like, every other day during the week for 20 straight weeks.
Touche.
Thursday, Saturday, Monday, Sunday night.
Yeah, but it didn't used to be like that.
You're right. You're right. But does that affect, does it water it down to you whatsoever to call it and say it surpassed?
No, because I still don't think that. I think that a lot of people kind of fell out of love with baseball because of, you know, it's the lockout and then, you know, the games are taking forever and all that stuff. Now, obviously, they put in the pitch clock, so it goes a little faster. But I just think that people enjoy football more. It's more of a faster pace. I think if you ask people, would you rather watch a football game or would you rather watch a baseball game, they're going to say football. But if you ask them, would you rather go to a baseball game or would you rather go to a football game, they'd say go to a baseball game.
And I think that that in lies the answer, because you said it even in your buildup at the start of this. It's all about which one would you rather go to? Which one would you rather sit down and actually enjoy with the family? And to me, baseball is just, it's unequivocally American. Show up to a game, you tailgate, you sit there for 3 hours, you're constantly entertained with all different kinds of games throughout the game that aren't that you have to be in person for. You have the organ, you have the cotton candy, the Cracker Jack, the nachos, the hot dogs, the beer. It feels more American to me, and maybe it's just got the unfair advantage of it's summer in America.
Yeah.
Because to me, yeah, I think you nailed it on the head. I think most Americans would tell you that football is their favorite sport, but I don't think that it captures the way of life in America the way baseball does.
Yeah, I completely agree. I feel like, I don't know, it's a hard debate.
You were the one who asked the question.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't mean it's not a hard debate.
Plus, and then this is almost going to lead me into my confidential cabana. Because one thing that you do get at baseball games that you don't get in football, or at least as often, are those big exploding lights in the sky. Fireworks.
Why do you say it like that?
Because I'm going to save it for confidential cabana.
You hate fireworks? What is wrong with you?
I'll let you know.
No, save it.
I'm going to let you know on the other side of the break, because I am going to have a stance against fireworks.
You are out of your mind.
I'm not out of my mind, but stick around.
What are you, a dog?
I'm not getting ahead of it. You're getting ahead of it because you're right on the right track. Confidential Cabana coming up next here on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Slight chance of rain showers tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 76. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 93. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 74. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Right now, it's 89 degrees.
Don't let summer weather throw your home comfort outside the zone. Stay ahead of the forecast with ESPN Beaver Dam and stay cool through every inning, match, and meet with JB Mechanical.
WBEV is turning up the heat with the Broad Fry Summer Sweepstakes presented by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. Stop by participating Broad Fries and grab your stamp card. Earn a stamp at each event.
No purchase necessary.
Fill all five and you're entered to win. Become one of three guaranteed winners for chances at a $4,000 grand prize, plus $750 and $250 winnings as well. The drawing is September 3rd at the Hometown Glass and Improvement Broad Fry. Brats, summer, and big cash. Don't miss out.
Are you tired of battling a damp, musty basement? Air Care and Beaver Dam has a solution for you. The April Air Dehumidifier will significantly improve the air quality in your basement by removing up to 100 pints of moisture per day. That's 12 and a half gallons. The April Air Dehumidifier is quiet, energy efficient, and backed by an impressive 5-year replacement warranty. If you want a crisp, dry lower level for more living space or storage, call Air Care at 920-356-8860. Big enough to serve you and small enough to care.
Every financial journey is different. At M People Credit Union, they're committed to helping you reach your destination on your terms. Whether you need marketing leading rates that help you reach your financial destination faster, financial guidance to help you navigate your path, or digital tools that let you manage your accounts from anywhere, you can do things your own way, but you don't have to do them alone. Learn more at mpeople.com. That's mpeople.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm attorney David Gruber. After an accident, you need a trusted winning team on your side. For more than 30 years, Gruber Law Offices has helped Wisconsin families get the results they deserve. If you've been injured, call our firm today for a free consultation. We're available 24/7. Wisconsin's own Gruber Law Offices, proud partner of your Milwaukee Brewers. One call, that's all.
Did you know Marshfield Clinic offers self-scheduling? And there's no better time than right now to catch up on care. Primary care can help you stay on track with screenings, vaccinations, and labs, or simply be the place to check in on your overall health and well-being. Making an appointment online is simple. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare and tap Schedule Online. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
Adopting a teen was more fulfilling and rewarding than we ever thought it would be. We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Sometimes they have no idea what they're saying out loud. Isn't that what local sports talk is all about? Hear more shenanigans now on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
Now they always say congratulations. Work so hard, forgot how to vacation.
Welcome back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Wally Lukashinsky, Ashley Dobrzynski, and it's time to get into the cabana. It's confidential cabana time here on this Monday afternoon, and I think I have to go first because...
Yeah, because you're out of your mind.
What were you going to say? Say
your freaking mind. You're out of your mind.
I'm not out of my mind.
Because Wally, who hates fireworks?
Fireworks suck.
How?
I'm watching my money explode in the air. The people that we claim that we're celebrating are the ones that are most susceptible to not liking these and being tortured by them. Dogs, pets in general, hate these things. And all just so that we can have little iPad kid Ashley. Oh, wow, bright lights, big loud noise. That's awesome. Save me with that. Fireworks suck. There's no... What is the redeeming quality? Can somebody actually tell me, other than just saying, wow, I love to celebrate... What's the appeal of a firework?
So when you like sell you, so you don't celebrate 4th of July then?
I celebrate 4th of July.
How do you celebrate?
I don't need to have
How do you celebrate? How do you celebrate it?
I have brats. I listen to music. I play cornhole. I'm around people. We got music playing. I don't need giant lights
so then,
in the sky.
So then at like 9 p.m. you just go home and you're like, oh, that's the end of 4th of July.
If it was up to me, I would miss the crowd and I would go home before fireworks. Yes.
Nobody's stopping you, Wally. You can go home.
Trust me.
Why don't you go home then?
You know what fireworks are the best?
You should go sit underneath your covers in bed and just pout that fireworks are still going on.
What is the appeal other than you are watching your money explode?
No, it's Wally, it's like a special thing because fireworks only really happen like on 4th of July. So like when you see them, it's like...
Tell that to people that play them all summer long on Saturday nights.
Who do you know that's doing fireworks on a random Saturday?
Oh, you buckle up for Beaver Dam, Wisconsin here over the coming months.
Well, I'm sorry for anybody, if this offends anybody, but fireworks should only be on 4th of July weekend. Also...
We can bridge the gap there. We can come closer to the middle if we agreed that can only be once a week or once a year.
Yes. Why else would they be anywhere, anytime else?
That's fine. Then you can go and you can sit there, go deaf, go look at the lights. That sounds great. You can
How
be like Jason Pierre-Paul and up
probably,
with six fingers.
You probably want like the drone show and be like, wow, this is so innovative.
No, I don't need an organized theme color light show. Like I'm like a literal iPad kid like yourself. I need to be entertained with fast moving lights and loud noises.
You're just like, this is actually insane.
You know the best fireworks shows? When I'm 10 miles away and I can't hear them at all and I'm driving on the highway and I could do the, oh, that was nice, for 3 seconds, and then I look back to the road and I keep driving.
Wally, you're just, fun
People
place.
Hate
fun
this place. Take because they know I'm right.
How are you, whatever.
Fireworks, it's a waste of money. They're unnecessary. You're going to blow up your hand. You're going to end up with 6 phalanges and all of a sudden you're going to be playing for the New York Giants. That's it. No. You're wrong. Why are you booing me? I'm right.
You're not right, though.
Why are you booing me? I'm right.
How can you not like fireworks?
There's
like,
no redeem.
Because men
Again,
are dumb.
Who is it for? Who are we serving? Oh, wow, we're honoring the brave men and women that fought. They're the ones that are most likely not to like these things. Am I wrong?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
I disagree with you.
It's so... I'm
like
so
really
right on
not.
This that I have no problem. And for the people out there that know I'm right, let me know. Let me hear about it. If
yeah,
you're
call
wrong,
in.
Too, like Dobes, I
call
don't want
in.
I'm done with
920-887-9595.
No, I'm right, you're wrong, end of dialogue. But we are in the confidential cabana, so unlike you, who's very judgmental of my correct take, I will try to show you a sign of respect that you didn't show me, and I will try not to judge your confidential cabana take today.
Okay, so I was shopping the other weekend, and it was last weekend, and we didn't have a show last Monday or something, or we did something. Oh, we had the – never mind, doesn't matter. Anyways, so I didn't get to do confidential cabana, but when I think it's not okay that – so most of the time when you're a like smaller stature, you're usually like tinier. You're like usually like a size small or a size medium. I don't understand when I go to certain stores, they'll put their like clearance rack and they'll have size small on the very top and size medium on the very top. I can't reach that. Why? And so then I can't reach that. I don't get it, Wally.
I kind of find it funny that there's stores that are like bullying you from afar.
I don't get it. And so, it's not bullying from like afar, but they're just like.
So you're saying this is like a vertical shelf?
No, yeah, it's like two rods. The bottom one is always like large, extra large, and the top one's always small and mediums. So here I am on my damn tippy toes trying to grab a smaller medium, and I can't even reach the hanger. And I know that I'm not the only one who deals with this. I know there's other small people out here. I'm 5'1" on a good day. And I know
on a good day.
I know there are other people out there who have to deal with the same problems. And I don't think it's fair that small and medium are on top. It makes more sense for small and medium to be on bottom than to be on top.
When you go to the grocery store, is there anything on the top shelf that you, like, is there specific things that are on top shelves that you're like, I can't believe they're putting this up there, I'm just never gonna have it?
No, but I also toe the line when it comes to grocery stores because I will step on the bottom shelf to propel myself up. The most embarrassing thing is when I do that and like there'll be people who will be like, here, let me help, and I'm like, oh, like, thanks. And I'm like kind of mad because it's very thoughtful, but I'm like, this is embarrassing.
I'm a grown woman. I can do this myself.
I am 23 years old. Let me pick up my own damn sauce.
Oh, Sweetums, let me go get this little vodka sauce.
Yeah, yeah, literally,
you.
Literally.
Look at you, you
does
cook
somebody
for yourself
need some
too.
Help? I'm 23.
Oh,
so if you ever see
too?
Me in a store, mind your business.
No, that's as good. I'm going to start hiding things up top.
Why?
A little. I want to see you like all have right. to sing like the Willy Wonka song.
Whatever. Uh-oh. Wally, ah!
Okay, nice good. Save. That I is going to do it for us here on the Damn Sports Show. We will be back same time, same place tomorrow with another edition here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Homer Hour coming up next. Have a great night, everybody.